Welcome back to episode number 67 of Tea Time, the podcast with Cassia Marina. And on this episode, I'm sharing with you tips for going live. And these tips, now I know I've shared tips in the previous episode, but today's tips are all about the actual day of going live. So you've worked on your mindset, you've planned, you've prepared, but how do you run a live that actually runs smoothly without any hiccups or any of that craziness? All right, so I share Instagram tools and features that help you promote the live with their built-in scheduling tools. So you want to ensure that people show up, they are aware, and that they come. You want to get people in the room. So that helps you to prepare, and it helps you to have a live full of energy because now you actually have people to talk to. Then I share features that you need to use that will help you have a successful live, and I also share tips on how to ensure that you don't get bumped off while you are on your live video. All right, so let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome back to day 4 of the Instagram Live Bootcamp series, where we are talking all about growing your brand using Instagram, well, using live video. All right, so if you did not catch day 1, day 2, day 3, you can go back and catch the replay before watching this video. For those of you catching the replay of day 4, thank you for being here. And I am just gonna start diving straight into it as usual. All right, so I'm gonna start off with, actually, before I do that, let me remind you all what we're talking about in day 4. So for day 4, we are talking about the actual day of going live, like the things that you need to have ready so that your live runs smoothly. I forgot to plug in my mic. So that's one of the tips. All right, make sure you have your audio and all that stuff ready within the hour before you go. All right, so in order for today to make sense, let me recap. Day 1, it was a super chill, laid back live. We talked about the importance of live, why we're doing this, why you need to use live, etc., etc. It was kind of like a soft introduction into this live series and what to expect. Day 2, we chatted about mindset, because whatever the mind can conceive, it can achieve. Can't do anything if your mind hasn't been prepped and ready to do this thing, right? We need to peel past the mindset blocks, you know, any of the things holding us back, the mental obstacles, the procrastination, the excuses, and really understand why we're doing this, because the why is what's going to help you overcome the fear of going live or why you're not using it, etc., etc. Then on Monday, day 3, which was yesterday, we talked about planning, how to like choose your topic and really prepare for the big day. So today, day 4, it's all about the big day, and today is the day like you're gonna like go live, right? Now, before the big day, so we're gonna do a bit of a pre-day part, right? Which is actually promoting the live. Now, I didn't cover this on day 3, right? Because day 3 was more about prepping and planning, right? And now this is the promotion time. This is like getting ready for the big day, and I just didn't want to like put it in with day 3. So you have, let me look here. So you've like figured out your call to actions, you have all your bullet points, you have your slides, you have all of that stuff ready, and all of that stuff is locked. Now you want to actually promote the live. Okay, so let me bring up my slide regarding promoting your live. So my experience with promoting my lives in advance back in 2016 really does help, you know, bring awareness versus just going live on the fly, which there's time and place for doing that. But let's say you just go live and you find yourself not talking to a lot of people, which is fine too. You, because we have the replay aspect. So don't let the fact that you might have one person, two persons, or you don't have like a lot of people on the live with you, get you distracted or make you feel like down or anything, because somebody's gonna watch the replay, right? But in order to increase your chances of people showing up, you want to promote your live video. Let people know what the topic is about, let them know why they should join and why it's important and what is the value for them to come to the live. Now, back in 2016, 2017, 2018, we didn't have all of the amazing features like that we have today. There's just so many ways to promote your life that we didn't have, which I find is really exciting. Even as I was preparing for this live, I realized a couple months ago, I was like, oh shit, you can make posts on your Instagram with a reminder, like a call to action right below the post that tells people about your life. So let's say, for example, you want to go live or host a live a week from now or 2 weeks from now. I think 2 weeks is too far in advance to promote a live event, but let's say 5 to 7 days. You can create content around the topic without giving away all of the content that you're going to cover. But you're going to create value-added content that really gets people interested in your life. And I'm not talking about flyers. I'm talking about your regular content, right? Things that don't look like promotional material. Please do not go out there and just put flyers on your feed. If you're going to use flyers like I did, you're going to like maybe have a picture of your product, a picture of yourself, a picture of like something related to your industry. But because we have carousels on Instagram, you can put your flyer as the last slide so that people can share it. You can share it out. You can share it to the flyer slide, to your stories, etc., etc. But typically, flyer style graphics don't perform well in the feed. Like, people are just so allergic to seeing anything promotional in their head. So you want to keep your content as engaging as you usually would. It's just that at the end of like your caption, you might let people know like, hey, if this post was of value to of you, or you're interested in this topic, join me next week. I'm gonna go live to talk more about the 5 steps to whatever, right? So that's how you want to utilize promoting your life. You can use like carousel slides, and carousels don't have to be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 slides. It could just be 2. Your regular style of image that you would post, and then the second slide is the promotional image. And you can attach, once you schedule a live, actually, sorry, I should go back. You first have to schedule the live in order to add it to your posts. Right, so I love those features. And so you're not only able to attach a call to action to your post telling people to click and get reminders for your live event, but you can also promote it in your Instagram stories. There's a sticker saying add reminder or something like that. I should have taken a screenshot and put it in these slides, but I would encourage you at the end of today's live, actually test it out. Schedule a live. You can cancel it afterwards. And you'll see what it looks like on your profile page. You can actually go to my profile at the end of this and see day 5 is already scheduled. So I scheduled out all 5 days since last week. So when you click it, you see all of my upcoming lives for, I don't know how far ahead you can schedule and how far you can see. But I just schedule out the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with the topic, so people already know what to expect if they click it and they go to see the schedule. So you can have a schedule. If you have a recurring segment maybe that you do every week, you can have a schedule for the foreseeable, as far as Instagram allows. Again, I'm not sure how far, but let's say I'm pretty sure you might be able to schedule out at least 4. One every week for the month, and let people know what topic to expect. If you have guests coming on, you know, they can see the schedule there, and that's a really great way to Just have a really great life event experience. So that is the feature that I really like. I like that you can schedule it. It shows up on your profile page when you schedule it. You are able to attach the scheduled live to posts so people can see, like, let's say you have a really good performing post. If that post is performing, people are gonna see that call to action right below the image showing that, hey, she's gonna go live sometime. And then if people watch your stories, you can continuously use the sticker that promotes the live as well, and people could tap add reminder, right? So that's one way to promote your live. So as I was saying before, if you're now joining, promoting the live will improve not only your awareness but also the amount of qualified people to attend. So people who would have known about your live and they're genuinely interested in the topic, those are the people who you want to have on the live versus people who just pop in. They didn't know anything about your live. You just turned on the camera and decided, hey, I want to go live. And like I said, there's a time and place for that. Like, you can have impromptu lives, but you want to get into the practice of approaching your live like a virtual event, create a flyer, promote it. You could literally plan a live like a day or two in advance. Like, it doesn't have to be that serious where you plan and promote a whole week in advance. So I would say roughly minimum 24 hours before, up to 5 to 7 days, you can like schedule and promote your live event if you decide you want to go live. 24 hours is relatively an okay amount of time still to let people know, like, hey, there's this trending topic in the industry and I want to talk about it, or I'm going to talk about it, I'm going to answer your questions. And you can literally come on to talk about that and ride the wave of this trending topic. Right? Right now, KFC charging people for ketchup is trending. So if there's some way that that's relative to your business model, jump on it and talk about it. Create discussion with your audience, okay? Hey guys, this is just a quick break in the show to remind you that if working with me has been on your mind, or you've been thinking of working with me in this quarter or next quarter, then head on to the link in the show notes and click that link. It will take you to the wait list. Get on the client wait list. It's obligation free. You don't have to stress that, oh, I'm not ready for discovery call or anything like that. But at least get on the client wait list, because this is a very special space and place for those who are interested in working with me. It's literally like sitting in a waiting room and waiting your turn and just letting me know that, okay, you are thinking of working with me, so that I can create the resources and they send you the information that you need to help you make the decision to decide that we're the right fit. And then we can hop on a discovery call to discuss further how I can assist you in this season in your business. So if you have been ever toying with the idea of working with me, especially if it's in this quarter or the next one, you definitely need to get on the client wait list. Just head to the link in the description of the show notes of this podcast. Enter your name, your email, and you will be good to go, because I am really focusing on the client wait list. They are getting first priority to know when spots open up or any new offers come out, and just basically the first to know of how you can work with me. Right, so tip number one. So it's the big day. It's the big day. So these are some mistakes that people make often when it comes to going live, and it could really easily make you like really frazzled and confused on your live. So you want to be as organized as possible and prepared on the day. So your first tip is put your phone or your device, you could be using a tablet or whatever, please put it on do not disturb. I hate getting on a live and like, I actually am engaged. I like what they're talking about. But every minute is bzz, 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 bzz. It's like, come on. Put your phone on do not disturb, please. I know it's a very easy mistake to forget about and not really take into consideration. And you're like pretending to be annoyed, like, oh my gosh, why people must message me now as soon as I go live. Well, our phones, our devices have features. Please use them. So first tip, put your device on do not disturb. And I am going to admit, I did not put my phone on do not disturb. So please excuse me if for some reason you get that. Like all the other days, I remembered to put my phone on do not disturb, but I was running late, so there's no excuse. But yeah. Now the classic one that I'm guilty of is turn off app time limits. Now, some of us might not know what that is. Some of us who have boundaries when it comes to social media, we might put daily limits on our social media apps, right? So you can go into your apps or your settings on your phone, and some of us naturally have social media limitations. You might set it for 2 hours or 3 hours a day, and that time frame can go by really quickly. So there was one time, usually if I'm going live at night, by the time it's nighttime, my app limits are gonna kick in. And it really annoys me that I forget this because I will be on a live and then the screen blanks out because the app is telling me your time limit for the day, your usage of Instagram is up for the day. And then what happens is I don't lose the live, but it freezes for a minute until like I reject the time limit. And it's just, you want to have a life that's running smoothly, all right? Yes, I forgot today of all days. But yeah, it's not fun for the viewer. It's not a great experience. And some people, like, I would expect that they would like turn it off even in the live, but they just continue rolling and like, excuse guys, and they keep doing this and they keep doing this. Please don't. All right, so that's tip number one. Tip number two, ensure your phone is fully charged, and even better, have it plugged in to a power source while you are live. That way you don't have to worry about your phone dying midlife. I've been there, I've done that. I'm telling you guys, all of my tips when it comes to using live video to grow your brand, I'm an OG when it comes to live. I've been using it from day one, since the Facebook days. I share my story on day one and day two. So if you go back and you watch those videos, you would see screenshots of me going live and whatnot. So I am familiar with all of the things, and now that we're here on Instagram and it's mainly phone based, I've had times where I have to be scrambling to find my charger, plug in my phone because my phone is about to die. So tip number two, have your phone charged. I mean, have your phone charged, fully charged. But like, let's say the live is like really pumping and it's going well. Like sometimes lives go on for an hour and more and your phone can still cut off. So the best thing is to have your phone plugged in to a power source. So in my case right now, my power source is my laptop over here. And yeah, that's, I really love the peace of mind of knowing that I am fully charged and I'm not gonna like run out of power. Right. Tip number three. Wait. Did I duplicate slides here? I did. Okay. All right. So tip number three is Instagram has a feature called practice mode. Utilize this within the hour of going live. Now, you can use practice mode at any time, but I think it's best to use it like within the hour at latest. And just get familiar and practicing and using your slides. So day one was actually my first day using practice mode because they didn't have all of these awesome features. And this goes back to my point that these platforms do want you to go live, or else they would not be building out all of these features to help you have a better live experience for both you as the host and for your audience. So there's a practice mode. When you go live, you can, right before you go live, you'll have the option. Do you want to go public? I mean, do you want to practice or do you want to go public? And you can practice. Let's say you have a guest, you can practice with a guest, and it's just you and your guest in this private space. You can bring other people in to view, and it's private to you all and it's not public. So for those of you who are nervous about going live, just walk yourself through the process, practice, and get used to using the features, because you don't want to be stumbling around on a live. Let's say you have slides like I do, and it's like, oh wait, how do I do this? How do I interchange between the two slides? And you're fumbling around while you're on the live, right? So use the practice mode. If you plan on using live video in your strategy for other platforms, if they don't have a practice mode, one of my OG hacks that I used to do is I would, if I have to go live with a guest just to make sure everything is working, according to who the guest is, I would ask them, like, hey, you want to just go live really briefly late at night, like around 10 o'clock or so. And I've done that in the past just to make sure that the audio working, she was hearing me, and vice versa. Now we don't, live video has gotten so much better when it comes to having guests that we don't really have to worry about audio and I'm hearing the person as much, though audio will always be some type of, I wouldn't say it's an issue, but it happens. Tech happens, and it's always good to like make sure everything is working. Your audio source is fine and the other person is hearing you, and vice versa. So the great thing is there's practice mode, but if other platforms don't have that, still find time before the actual day to just do a little brief run through and just let people know, like, hey guys, we're just prepping and planning and practicing for our live happening tomorrow or in the next few days. Be sure to join us. Like, don't even worry about the fact that people are going to jump in. Like, just go ahead and do your testing, right? And tip number four is when you do go live, it's really annoying when people are just like there ignoring the audience. And then they look up, oh, we're gonna start a live in a minute. Hold on, we're just waiting for more people to enter the room. Yeah, but I'm here. I entered the room, so I'm not just gonna sit here staring at you. I'm gonna bounce, I'm gonna leave, right? So the best thing to do is start off with your intro, right? Use those first couple minutes to like introduce yourself, tell people what the live is about, and you're just keeping in mind that you're speaking from a perspective of the replay factor. So you could start off your live video saying, hey, thanks for watching this replay. In this video, we chat about X, Y, and Z, because really and truly, those first few seconds, nobody's on. So it's okay for your opening statement to be, hey, thanks for pressing play on this video. You're catching the replay of blah, 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 blah. As more people start to come on, you can reiterate if you're just joining in, today's live is about, and just get on with your points. You don't also have to worry that, oh, I'm 5 minutes in and I just made a point. Just remind people, or you can recap a few of your points, but you can also tell people, like, hey, if you're just joining, be sure to watch the replay we just talked about. Right, so that way you're not constantly starting over for the people now joining, but you can get them up to speed on, like, this is what we've spoken about for the past couple of minutes, and now we're talking about X, and then you just continue to progress and remind people to watch the replay. A replay is going to be up. Just checking these comments here. All right, cool. So that's the top five, the top. So it was four tips, right? So I'm just gonna quickly recap for those who joined late. The first thing we covered was promoting your live, right? You can screenshot this, these tips if you'd like, but be sure to catch the replay. We went over tip number one. Make sure and have your phone on Do Not Disturb. Turn off any app limits. Tip number two was to ensure your phone is plugged into a power source and that it's fully charged. Yes, you're plugging into a power source, but you don't want to be plugged into a power source when you're below 10%. So still charge your phone and plug it in. Tip number three was, wait. Oh, I think this is where I double slides. Just give me a second. Right. Tip number four is use the practice mode. Practice before your live. Practice your slides. Just come as prepared as possible, but be sure to utilize all of the features available to you on the platform that you are using. All right. And the point that I want to get across that this series isn't just about using Instagram Live, but use live video across all of the platforms where excuse me, where possible and on the platforms that you utilize the most in your brand. Of course, for this live video, a lot of, I mean, this live series, we're here on Instagram, so obviously the focus is going to be on Instagram, but I plan on using live a lot more in 2022. Of course, Instagram. But I want to be using TikTok Live a lot more. I tested it out a few weeks ago. It doesn't have all of the features that Instagram has, but the benefit of live video on TikTok is that you can reach people who aren't even following you. Whereas on Instagram only shows you to your followers. TikTok shows you to, it's not limited to just your followers, right? And as I mentioned yesterday, people go live, and I've discovered a live where people are peeling an egg. So if you feel like you have no value to show up for, if you have a business, your business is providing a service or a product, which means every business is providing some value. So you more than have enough value to provide on a live, which is educating people about your product, educating them on how to buy from you, answering frequently asked questions. The more informed your customers or clients are, the better they are in a position to come and work with you and buy from you. So you want to constantly educate your customer about your business, what you offer, and just in general, your area of expertise. Okay? So yeah, that was the recap. So I was on tip number three. I believe this is tip number three, right? So practice, practice, practice. And the last tip was, this is tip number four, not five. Don't wait for people to arrive. Just get into the value and get into the content. As people join, you can recap briefly and remind them that the replay is going to be available. So catch the replay. Now, the bonus tip, I don't know if I should leave if this one is for tomorrow, but video on a whole, long form video, is the best type of content that you can repurpose now into micro pieces of content. Now I can go over these lives, and at least one live can give me at least 2 to 3 short form videos, whether it's 1 minute videos, 3 minute videos that I can post on the feed or on my profile. I could turn it into reels. If you look on my profile, you will see that I did that with yesterday's live, where I started to rant about having 3-day weekends, and look at how much comments or engagement that I got from that. Sometimes, not sometimes, oftentimes, persons may not rewatch a full 30-minute live on Instagram. I feel like on Instagram, people want to consume content really quickly. The only time they really hang on for a long time is in live, real time, because they're here live in real time having a conversation with you. It really is like a webinar. It really is like the equivalent of meeting a person in real life in person. But the replay factor, I don't feel like it's the best, but it's good to have the replay because you promised people that they can watch the replay, and those who watch it, awesome. But then now you want to focus now on how can I take this live video content and turn it into bite-sized pieces that I can repurpose for reels, that I can repurpose for little 3-minute videos, and then I could also put this across on other platforms. I can take this long form video and put it on YouTube and optimize it for SEO, that it can get found in Google. I can put it on my website. I can send it out to my email list. Like, the possibilities are endless. I can create carousel slides recapping this entire live video, and because I already have my notes here and I also have slides here, I can literally just take these slides and turn them into carousel posts. Like, these were made in Canva, so I could then click copy and resize to Instagram size, move around the text, format it a bit, and now I have a carousel post for, you know, and you now have content for weeks, right? I have content for weeks, maybe even 2 months, once I just sit down and reformat it, because I have 5 videos here. Each video can give me about three more short form videos, so that's 5 by 3, that's 15. And then I could also turn that, like I said, into graphics. Like, there's just so much repurposing capabilities, all by just hopping on and connecting with your audience. And then you get some really great questions that you probably didn't think about, and now you can have a post addressing that question that somebody else might have wanted to ask. Well, they may not have wanted to ask. It's in their brain. They thought of it, but didn't actually ask it, you know? So, yes, video slides, blogs, it's unless really once you know how to use it. So that's why I actually really love video, but live just takes things to a whole new level, one. And two, live video really does help your engagement and train the algorithm to show your content to the people who would have attended your live. And just try it yourself. You will see your stories will show up more in people's feed. Your feed content will show up more in people's feed. They want you to use the features, so use them. So, as I was saying, I'm going to be using Instagram Live more. I am going to be using TikTok a lot more to show, like, behind the scenes of my work and stuff like that. It would be a very laid back. It wouldn't be as planned as this. It's kind of like you sitting like a fly on the wall. So while I'm working on something, I might walk people through what I'm doing, and you know, we just chit chat. The more I go live on Instagram, I want to like put my iPad on the side and just go live on TikTok that way. So the primary audience would be here, but then, you know, people on TikTok, as that would be my way of, how to put it, training people to tune into my TikToks, because I don't want to start off like talking to like nobody, but with time people will come to expect like, oh yeah, she goes live and da 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 da. Right, so there's that. I don't know yet if I'm gonna get back into doing live video on Facebook. I do want to do that as well. So again, I'd always have like a primary source, and anything else that I'm experimenting with, I'll just like turn on a second device and just have that running in the background as well. Yes, my TikTok is the same username as Instagram. It's at underscore Cassia Marina. Guys, head over to TikTok. The content there is a little bit different. It's similar, it's the same, but different. There's some things that don't make it across to Instagram and vice versa. There's some things I take from Instagram and carry it over to TikTok. But Instagram is such like a different platform and vibe to TikTok that there are just some things that don't make it across to Instagram. And if it does, it just ends up in my Instagram stories where it can expire. But some things I would have like curated and created so that I can post on TikTok as well as Instagram Reels. So I actually am due to start posting some older content from TikTok over to Instagram. But again, there's only so much content we can create in a day. We actually have businesses to run and clients to serve at the same time. So that's that on that. It's strange how you can't go live on Facebook and Instagram at the same time without a different device. I don't know. I don't think it's strange. I think it might be a bit too much. Like, how would you do that? I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible. Just like how you can make a post on Instagram and it automatically reshares to Facebook. But I kind of like it that way. I feel like it might be a bit much to navigate. So it just means you might need a second phone or a tablet. I feel like every business owner should have a dedicated laptop though. So you can have your laptop with Facebook and your phone for Instagram. Right? So that's my thoughts on that. Guys, if you guys have any questions and you find any value in today, be sure to let me know in the comments, give me some hearts. And I will catch you guys back for day five. Day five, here's what you can expect. Day five is focused on more tips as it relates to Instagram features, like Instagram Live features. We touched on some, but I just have a couple of other bullet points on like going live that didn't really fit into any of the previous topics. So we're gonna wrap up with day five with some extra tips. Like choosing a format for your live. I can't say much more without giving away what it is, but I will just say choosing a format. One of the formats could be like a recurring event, so the benefits of having a format like that. Instagram live tips. So this is more tips on like the features, additional features to like save your live, pin the title, things like that. I actually touched on one of the tips for tomorrow, which is to reiterate the live video purpose for the people who joined late and recapping the talking points. So I'll repeat it again tomorrow. That's fine because hey, you always have to keep repeating your messaging, and there's nothing wrong with that. There are people who are gonna come tomorrow who weren't here today, and they will learn something. Tips on doing group lives, tips on how you can incorporate interviews and collaborations into your live strategy. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So, just to let you all know, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Season 5 drops tomorrow. It's official. It drops tomorrow. I recorded episode 1 and 2. Well, the first two episodes. So it's actually episode 62, but it's the first episode of season 5, and I already recorded episode 63. Those are all recorded and scheduled and ready to drop at 6 p.m. tomorrow. So season 5 of the podcast, Tea Time, the podcast, happens tomorrow. So be sure to subscribe to my podcast so that the episode just, shows up on your phone. All right, and of course, if you are on my email list, you will get updates of each episode as it drops. All right, so This has been one of the longer ones, so I'm gonna let you guys go. Enjoy your lunchtime, enjoy the rest of your day. Do have a productive one, and I will catch you here again tomorrow. Same place, same time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, got any value from it in the least, I would really appreciate if you would head on over and leave a review of this podcast. I thank you so much in advance. I appreciate each and every one of you who tune in. But when you leave a review, it really helps this podcast grow and to reach more people. So if you could really leave a review, I would definitely appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening.